Welcome to Classical Kids Corner from American Public Media, where classical music meets your imagination. I'm Melissa Dundas. What happens when East meets West in music? Western classical music traditions began in Europe, in countries like Germany, Paris, Italy, and Spain. Eastern music refers to music from the continent Asia, countries like India, Armenia, and China. The instruments of Eastern and Western music look a lot alike, but sound quite different. For instance, the flute. It's a woodwind instrument usually made out of silver or brass, and in Western music, it sounds like this. Flutes from the eastern part of the world are usually made out of wood and sound lower in pitch. Here's the sound of an Armenian flute called a duduk. Film music by Hans Zimmer called the Duduk of the North. Jovan Gasparian soloing on duduk, a flute made out of apricot wood from Armenia. There are a lot of different stringed instruments in Eastern and Western music. Perhaps you know what a guitar sounds like. Well, have you ever heard of a sitar? It's a very large stringed instrument from India that's held and played like a guitar, but it sounds really different. And it's so big, you have to sit down to play it. Ravi Shankar was the most famous sitar player and teacher from India. This is music from his sitar concerto featuring the London Symphony Orchestra. There's a small bridge on the sitar that helps hold the strings together. The bridge is made out of bone or antlers. The strings vibrate against the bridge, giving it that twangy sound. Ravi Shankar playing the sitar with the London Symphony Orchestra. Music from his Concerto for Sitar and Orchestra on Classical Kids Corner, a time for kids and their grown-ups to fire up their imaginations with classical music. Today we're exploring when East meets West. This last piece is by American composer Alan Hovhaness. He took influences from India and Armenia and wrote a beautiful piece called Elebris. Do these sound like Eastern melodies to you? What does this part in the piece remind you of? Does it remind you of that sitar piece we just listened to? That was a suite called Elebris by American composer Alan Hovhaness. I'm glad you could explore the sounds of Eastern classical music with me today. Thanks for listening to Classical Kids Corner from American Public Media, where every note sparks a new idea. I'm Melissa Dundas. Share what you're curious about and listen to a playlist from this episode at yourclassical.org/kidscorner.